We're talking with Sam Bush today, the, among other things, the king of Telluride, winner of countless bluegrass music awards, one of the most respected musicians around. He released an excellent CD with his band in 2016 titled Story Man, and it's received lots of airplay here on KDNK. Welcome, Sam.
How's it going today?
You know, life is good. Life is really good. Hey, I'd like to talk a little bit about Story Man as we're getting started. Kind of a collection of story songs written with your bandmates and friends, and some of the songs to me represent kind of like vignettes into your life, important times, growing up on a farm, talking about your dad, the long bus ride to go see Lynn, dealing with cancer, and celebrating the joy of live performance. What kind of brought out that singer-songwriter part of you for the CD?
Well, I mean, part of it is just the learning to experience the joy of co-writing with others, you know, for me, I always grew up as a player and that learned to sing and then ended up being the lead singer. And but in turn, I co-wrote with a guy named Steve Brines in the 70s, but we sort of did it by mail. He would send me the lyrics and I would make up the music and then we'd have a song. Well, but in this case, you know, but it was and basically starting out with John Pinnell and Jeff Black, sitting and writing together, it's a joyful experience. Once you, if you get past the idea that one of you can ruthlessly look at the other one and go, "That's terrible. We can't say that." And so that's how John Pinnell would do me. I learned to enjoy the experience of, you know, saying to each other, "We might not like what you just said." and then to get past that and come out of it with a good song that you both like, that's a pretty joyful thing and something that you will share. And so to get to sit down with, you know, Guy Clark, for instance, and write, that's really something. I always considered Guy just one of the masters of songwriting, and he never over. You know, he didn't use too many words. You know, he always got right to the point, and that was kind of the way Guy was about everything and the way he made his guitars. When Guy and I were writing, we realized that we'd written another song, and then we realized, okay, we've both been through our own deals with cancer, and that we wanted to write one from the point of view of the patient and the loved one that's watching you go through that, because we realize people would ask you how you are, but they tend to not think about how your loved one's doing watching you go through this, because you're going through it together.
I went to see the doctor. This is what the doctor said. Went to see the doctor. This is what the doctor said. You got a bad case of that old C, boy. You know you're gonna wind up dead. You know my doctor gave me everything I need.
Yeah, it was sad that we lost Guy last year, but it was nice to hear that song and think about him when we got it on your CD.
Yeah, for me, it's when I hear the song, it's actually I tend to smile thinking of Guy and the impish grin right down to the end that he would have and me telling, you know, Guy, that song might make some people kind of squeamish, and Guy just looked up and said, "Tough." he was a true master. I miss him. He was a great musical brother as well as a personal big brother.
My daddy loved that farm. He damn near worked us all to death. He loved a fiddle tune. He played him to his dying breath.
My mama was a saint. Lord, she left this earth too soon. If there's a heaven up above, they're dancing to a fiddle tune. Bowling Green, Bowling Green. There's nothing left in those foothills but lonesome melodies. You can have my years, but you can't have their memories. I'll see you in my dreams, Bowling Green.
On one of the songs you wrote with John Randall Stewart, it's about your home place, Bowling Green, Kentucky, or thereabouts.
Yeah, this is not about the Bowling Green Massacre, but it is about the. But you can edit that part out.
Maybe they'll play the song at the memorial for the massacre.
Well, you know what, John Randall and I, of course, we met in Emmy Lou's Nash Ramblers, and gosh, 1990, and John Randall and I, you know, always were talking about writing together, and he's become a major songwriter in Nashville, and so he came over, and when he came over, he said, "Man, I got this song." He said, "Yeah, I think you're gonna like this," and he started singing the first verse, and he had almost the first verse written. And it was about my parents and my parents' love of music, and they danced together to, you know, square dances when they were young, and my dad played the fiddle and my mom played guitar, and it was he played it for Lynn and I, and gosh, had us both tearing up there. I said, okay, we got to write this one. So all of a sudden the chorus became Bowling Green, which is where I'm from, Bowling Green, Kentucky. And so I never thought I'd be writing a song with Bowling Green one of the main words in the chorus. But it was about my dad's love of fiddle music, and boy, he loved it. And it'll state it right in the lyrics. He liked to play a tune called Tennessee Wagner, and he just called it the Wagner. And of course, when I started playing fiddle, if he's walking by and I got a fiddle in my hands, he'd look up and say, "Play the Wagner." and the reason it says he loved to saw the Wagner, the one from Tennessee. Well, over the years in fiddle contests, the great Texas fiddlers would play the Wagner. But they would put in a couple more chords in it, and my dad would refer to it as the Texas Wagner. That, no, I don't want to hear that Texas Wagner. I want to hear the Tennessee Wagner, like Tommy Jackson played it. And so that's why we'd refer to that. And then in the same verse, we call it, you say, "A Little Soldier's Joy." Love the tune "Soldier's Joy." And somebody, when a fiddler would play "Soldier's Joy," my dad would almost always say, "Soldier's Joy, payday in the Army." That's the Soldier's Joy, payday. And it is a true love. And then we tried to weave in, you'll notice, certain fiddle tunes, and Soldier's Joy is one of those. As we play through it for instrumental passages, we would play version of bits of Soldier's Joy. And then at the very end, we play the old fiddle tune, "Whiskey Before Breakfast." Mm-hmm. So that tune is in honor of my parents' love of music.
In my hurry, I can't ever seem to get nowhere. When I play it out, close my eyes and I am see you again. So I'm sending out this signal that I'm traveling to you as fast as I can. To the crowded station gate, I'm off the Sundays just to make it through. Another window in this terminal wait. These transcendental meditation blues.
of the tunes that's got a lot of play here on KDNK, Transcendental Meditation Blues. Is that phrase just a nice hook, or do you have some relationship to Transcendental Meditation?
Jeff Black came up with that phrase. No, I have not studied Transcendental Meditation, and neither is Jeff. But the idea of the patience, I guess, of getting from point A to point B, and yeah, in the way Jeff and I write, and especially Jeff, I invite all listeners to check out Jeff Black. He's just he writes in a way where the songs could have many different meanings, and in that way, it all revolved about me telling Jeff the story of summer. I think it was 78. Transmission was out of my car, and I lived down in Barron County, Kentucky, and I would ride the Greyhound bus up to see Lynn in Louisville, which right there, that's true love, you know, when you're riding the bus 2.5 hours. And the story of the bus breaking down, and of course, when you go up I-65 in Kentucky, it doesn't just go straight up to Louisville from there. You get off and take the back roads and go through Fort Knox. And I just remember that bus ride. First, the air conditioner went out, and it was about 100-degree day on an August day in Kentucky. Hot, very humid. And first thing, you know, the air conditioner goes out, and then about 30 miles later, that bus just came to smoke blew out the back. It came to literally a rolling halt right in Fort Knox. So the Fort Knox, Kentucky, the Army base. And so we came to a halt, and of course no cell phones or anything. And but you know, Lynn was at the Louisville bus station checking their schedules, and then I guess she learned that bus had broke down. And finally, a few hours later, when they had sent another bus down and picked us up and brought us into Fort Knox, she was waiting. But that's even in the little bridge of the you know, are you waiting? When I'm broke down, are you waiting? Mm-hmm. And so that could mean a few things. And it's funny when we first wrote the song. Well, actually, when we arranged it for the band, Lynn had made the comment, "Man, that sounds like an old Newgrass Revival song," and I guess it kind of does.
Yeah, there's kind of a career spanning. There's the instrumental that I can't remember the name of right now that has all the time changes in it. Reminds me of a Strength in Numbers song, and that one reminds me
of... that's the one that the five of us in the band wrote together, Chris Brown, Scott Vestal, Stephen Mogin, and Todd Parks and I. It's funny, we got together to write that tune, and I had an idea, and thinking, I've always been, and still am, influenced by the great John McLaughlin and the Mahavishnu Orchestra, and or many things that John McLaughlin, different types of music he's played over the years, especially his love of Indian music, you know, the great Indian from India masters that John has played with, and so I had an idea, and I don't know, it wasn't where we needed to go probably, and I joke about it, but I swear it's true. We got together to write at our house here, and then there were workmen coming and going that day, and the phone's ringing, and so we'd write a little bit, and then I'd need to answer the phone or speak to a worker, and I swear every time I left the room and came back, the tune got better. but one of the reasons we call it "It's Not What You Think" is because I swear, I think I get confused sometimes, and I don't know if I'm the only one, but it's like the two jazz guys and the people who are actually, you know, educated in jazz, Chris on drums and Todd on bass, they say, "No, the one beat is here." And I go, "Really? I thought the one beat was here." And the bottom line is, you know, those of us in the band, maybe not as educated as others, although Stephen is a University of Massachusetts vocal major, so maybe I'm just speaking for myself. Maybe the fiddler doesn't always understand where the one beat is, but the bottom line is we can play it together. So as long as you feel it and play it, You don't have to count it out. So that's why I think that's one of the reasons we called it. Well, that is one of the reasons we called it. It's not what you think, because the one beat isn't where I think it is sometimes.
And it ended up working out great.
Yeah.
I just want to feel something, make the music right. I just want to feel something, get down the rhythm tight. I just want to feel something before I get too old.
One more tune on there I wanted to mention, ask you about a little bit. I just want to feel something. It seems like an anthem, kind of, in a way, for the Sam Bush Band. Just a real celebration of getting out there and playing. What brought that song along?
That is exactly what it is. I mean, it's simply put, and nothing heavy stated there, but I just want to feel something, and, you know, let's make the music right, let's keep the rhythm tight. And I mean, that's, when it's tight, it's right on mm-hmm. stage, and I think one of the things about our band is we like that rhythm. Is like, rhythm is, you know, one of the defining factors of us, and when we're hitting on all cylinders, man, that rhythm is tight. And you know, and I'll jokingly say, I just want to feel something before I get too old. but John Randall and I wrote that one too. And the idea, the rhythm of it, we came from he and I discussing how much we loved to listen to Delaney and Bonnie and Friends. Mm. And for me, I was just a youngster, late teens and early 20s when Delaney and Bonnie was really hitting it. You know, they were hitting it, boy, it's great band, and especially maybe their acoustic record Motel Shot, and John Randall later, you know, younger than me, came along, but he too in love with Delaney and Bonnie's music, and the way Delaney Bramlett played guitar, it's almost that kind of rhythm, the way he plays. If you go back and listen to on a Dwayne Allman anthology, Dwayne playing Come On In My Kitchen with Delaney and Bonnie, acoustic version, Delaney's acoustic play, and really, really cool way to play. And it's kind of what the kind of thought and the rhythm of it, the whole thing. So just that, that's exactly what that song's about. Just the love of jamming and I just want to feel something. Don't you want to feel it too? Let's all feel it together right now.
And you're going to have a chance 4 times here in Colorado with the Sam Bush Band. So you've been out on the road now for a while with these new songs. Which one of them are really opening up for you live in concert? What are you enjoying playing from the CD?
Feel Something. I just want to feel something is a really good one to play. And as you mentioned, Transcendental Med. All the ones, you know, the ones we've been taught, Bowling Green's a good one. One thing that we've been kind of, we sort of start a riff and play into it. Sometimes we'll start a riff and play for 3 or 4 minutes before we bust into the tune. You got to play by your own rules.
Right.
And once again, you know, kind of just a positive thought. I think Steven started that thought pattern on that song. And we just made up a fiddle tune kind of riff to play along with that. So that one, last year we were using to kind of start the show, kind of get us going and get all the instrument, you know, kind of just start riffing a little bit before we tear into something. And so that one is really fun to play on stage.
Nice. So you spend a lot of time out on the festival circuit, and one of the things you've always been great about is sharing the stage with other musicians. Who out there are you hearing, young performers, that you think KDNK listeners ought to check out?
Gosh, good question. I there's so many. I just heard him on part of his band on Brown Companion. You know, of course, I love the Punch Brothers. Sarah Jarosz is really great. There's, you know, who else is really a wonderful performer that's getting her due now, especially last year at the IBMA, the Bluegrass Awards, Sierra Hull.
Yeah, that,
love hearing Sierra.
That Weighted Mind CD was fantastic.
It is, and I love the way, you know, Bela Fleck produced that one, and it's just such a great job of, you know, bringing her mantle into the forefront, because she's a wonderful player and totally deserving of the Bluegrass Award she got last year for favorite mandolin player. And but I mean, you know, I still like some of the boys that create the noise that I've been enjoying so long. I still love Leftover Salmon and the Drew Emmett Band and Green Sky Bluegrass, and it's fun for me to not only sit in with, but especially listen to the infamous String Dusters. Really love them. They got a great band.
Boy, and that new CD of theirs, Laws of Gravity, is getting a lot of play here on KDNK. A really nice release from them.
It is. I mean, they are wonderful, and such a personification of a band that, you know, makes this great band sound and perform so well together. Oh man, they're great.
Well, the good news for Coloradans, Sam Bush Band is going to be playing 4 dates in February and 4 nights. You're going to need a little nap after those 4 shows. But
I need a little nap in the middle of every day. Are you kidding?
Belly Up in Aspen on February 22nd, the Ute Theater in Rifle on February 23rd, and down in Boulder at the Boulder Theater on the 24th. Winter Wondergrass, don't worry about that one because it's sold out, and that's going to be at Steamboat this year. But some chances to see the fabulous Sam Bush and the Sam Bush Band live. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us, Sam.
My great pleasure. Thank you. And sure, I appreciate the KDNK playing our tunes. Thank you for playing them. And it sure helps us. And love you for it.
You keep playing them, and we'll keep playing them.
I will.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
Hold of the wheel and turn it for yourself. Live like you ain't ever gonna lose. Choose to be the one who favors kindness over wealth. Don't be somebody else's fool. You've gotta play by your own rules. There's a thin, thin line between the rhymes and the truth, not knowing who's in charge of either one. Visions of tomorrow always well within my view, begging me to chase the setting sun. Take a hold of the wheel and turn it for yourself. Live like you ain't ever gonna lose. Choose to be the one who favors kindness over wealth. Don't be somebody else's fool. You've gotta play by your own rules. See the darkness for the rain. Steady is the path that'll lead you safely through. Don't hurry, cause you'll get there just the same. Take a hold of the wheel and turn it for yourself. Live like you ain't ever gonna lose. Choose to be the one who favors kindness over wealth. Don't be somebody else's fool. You've gotta play by your own rules. Be a shining light. Be a helping hand. Be a giving heart. Be a patient man. Yourself live life.
Miss Sober Wolf. Don't be somebody else's fool. You've gotta play by your own rules.